Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Let the food fight begin. After patiently waiting until the war in Iraq was concluded, the United States finally filed suit challenging the legality of the European Union's five-year blockade of genetically modified food products. 5 years ago, Europe closed the door on GM foods, arguing that their safety was suspect. The ban was illegal then and it is today. Hiding behind an unjustified safety claim, Europe spent 6 years studying the safety of GM foods. Surprise, surprise, the study concluded that GM foods pose no risk. In fact, it may be even safer and certainly is more environmentally friendly than other methods of farming. Could the study results be any more conclusive, any more absolute? And this was the European Union's own study. In the meantime, here in the United States, we have already eaten our weight in GM foods with absolutely no harmful effect. U.S. Trade Ambassador Zolik has lined up 3,000 scientists, including 20 Nobel Prize winners, standing shoulder to shoulder to vouch for the safety of biotech foods. That's not good enough for Europe. Now that their safety argument is all but destroyed, they say that they just want to label the food so their consumers can make an informed choice. This is just another costly delaying tactic. In a word, we're talking about blatant protectionism. On the merits, we will win the case, but what that means is anybody's guess. There are more trade disputes for the World Trade Organization to deal with than we have time to talk about. An example, the WTO has judged a section of the U.S. trade code to be unfair because it gives a special tax break to exporters, and in turn, the World Trade Organization has authorized the European Union to slap a $4 billion tariff on U.S. exports unless we change our tax law. Europe is still fuming over the steel import restrictions President Bush levied last year. And how many years have we been denied access to the European beef market because they won't accept hormone-treated beef? These trade fights are more about who can get a trading advantage than concern for safety. And unfortunately, the success rate of the WTO to enforce fair trading rules is not very impressive. Nevertheless, I expect the European door to GM foods to open over time because the technology is so valuable that even they will come to realize what they are missing. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.